We're going to change our direction on this Friday in light of the Colorado massacre. Friends, it's time for Awakening.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, it's Friday, and Fridays, you've got questions, we've got answers. I had things prepared for today. We were planning on Friday as usual, as we've done week in, week out for many, many months now. But in light of the news from Colorado, the massacre in a movie theater, if you didn't hear about that, I'll give you details in a moment. It took place early this morning, midnight showing of the latest Batman movie. I can't tell you much about the movies, but I can tell you about the state of America. I really felt it was just inappropriate for us to do our typical Q&A. We often get into serious questions, but a lot of it, we have fun with questions. It's I just didn't feel it was right to do it. So we'll probably do that on Monday. But I want to focus on the state of America and the need for awakening and God's heart, friends, God's heart to bring awakening to the church and to the nation. Believe your heart will be stirred today as well as encouraged. Here's a number to call if you'd like to weigh in. What were your thoughts when you heard this news? What are the first things that go through your mind when you hear news like what happened today? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can weigh in online at askdrbrown.org. Just click on the Line of Fire. Okay. We have had mass murders in America in the past. This time, 12 people killed in cold blood, as many as 50 injured, many obviously traumatized for life. We've had mass murders. We've had terrible killings through our history. And there are a lot of things people could talk about and think about. The fact that this happened is not the proof to me that we need awakening. Where it's not the proof that America is the most wicked nation in the world. It's a reminder to me of the state of our nation. It's a reminder to me of how messed up things are. It's a reminder to me and how desperately we need to humble ourselves and turn back to God. Look, when there's a massive earthquake, some will say, well, God sent it. Some will say the devil sent it. Some will say it's just natural circumstance. But this much I know, when these kinds of things happen, it drives me to my knees and it reminds me of the frailty of human life. I'm talking about an earthquake, a so-called natural disaster. It reminds me of the frailty of human life. It reminds me of the fact that one day we'll all stand before God in judgment. When I see something like this happen, cold-blooded murder, I think to myself of the depraved state of human beings without God. I think of how distant we are as a nation from God. I think of how much pollution comes forth through the TV and internet and movies day in, day out. And I think of how much the church is often partaking of that. And I say, God, we need awakening. God, we need revival. Start the work in us. And yes, we pray for the families of the victims and for those who are wounded. We pray for them and for the family of the shooter as well, who was not gunned down in the process of things. So it was not a suicide killer. That means we get more information. But tragedies like this, friends, they need to stir us. And life should not just go on as normal. It should cause us all the more to seek the face of God. Now, I want to get some material in your hands that will help ignite a revolutionary spirit in you. Not the type that uses hatred and anger and, God forbid, violence, but the type that gets us living like Jesus in this world. And I want to read some excerpts of my Jesus Manifesto to you when you come back. Friends, it's time for awakening.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are not doing our normal Friday. You've got questions, we've got answers. Probably do them on Monday of this coming week if all goes well. The massacre in a Colorado movie theater last night, at midnight showing of the third movie in the Batman trilogy. I haven't seen any of them. I can't comment on them except to say, as I understand it, not just your typical Batman stuff, more of a dark side to these, and anticipation that this could be the biggest weekend in movie history with a specific movie opening. And a young man, 24 years old, who was studying neuroscience in the PhD program at a university in Colorado, dropped out last month. He comes into the movie theater at the midnight showing. He's, according to reports, he was dressed up in a way that would look like the Joker from Batman movies. He was wearing a gas mask like one of the current villains and just began shooting. 12 people killed, 10 apparently died there at the scene, 2 at the hospital, as many as 50 wounded. He had his apartment booby-trapped. Police said it could take days to get through everything there with the bombs, and he was apprehended, apparently, in the parking lot. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. When you hear these things, what goes through your mind? When you hear reports like this, when you hear the news or read the news, see the news, what goes through your mind? The first thing I feel is, oh, God, we need to turn to you as a nation. We're hurting. We're messed up. We need you. Yeah, I think of violence in the media. I think of other issues like that. And, of course, the trauma, the agony, the loss of life is the first issue. But I recognize, friends, here in our nation, we are in a very volatile state right now. We see it with political tensions. You know, the way it feels to me, it feels as if there's a mist of gas in the air, like if a gas line broke somewhere and someone throws a match in there and the whole thing explodes. I wasn't old enough to fully take in what was happening when Dr. King was assassinated and there were riots in cities all over America. I was 13. I recognized what was going on. It was 1968, but I didn't grasp the significance of everything. But you knew how volatile things were. And we didn't have coverage then the way we have now, where it's every second you know what's happening and someone's got this on cell phone and they're taking a picture or video of what's happening and now it's getting posted. Within seconds, you're right there. The Rodney King beating and then the riots that followed that. I'm just thinking of a few incidences in our recent history that triggered national riots and upheaval, and I could assess that one. That happened as I was an adult and could look at the situation. I feel like on a national level, I don't know many others feel the same, it's a very toxic environment. Things could easily explode. You're having more of these flash gang riots, and it's across the board. You can't say it's one group or another group or this side or that side. It's human beings who are not in a good place. And the whole atmosphere of our nation is pushing just for divisiveness. This is on every side. You can point fingers wherever you like, because I'm pointing fingers at the devil, who's the evil one, and I'm pointing fingers at us as God's people to take hold of God afresh and to demonstrate to the world what the gospel is really about. So there's no group or individual or situation I'm looking at. This is a larger issue. This provokes me to say, oh, God, we need revival. We need awakening. We're in a messed up condition in our nation, and this tragedy is just another reminder. 866-34-TRUTH. Yesterday, I reported on the suicide bombing that took place in Bulgaria. Still, there was an identity announced of the bomber, and then the word that we're not sure, except that he was not a Bulgarian national, but killing 7 on a bus, 5 Israelis and 2 others, and then wounding over 30, suicide bombing in Bulgaria. We talked about that yesterday. It reminds me that the world is messed up and we need God desperately. Let me read to you, before we go to the phones, before I share some other perspective and get your take on things, let me read to you from my Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution. we recently sent out a few thousand of these, and we printed them in such a way that they would be the size of an envelope. So it's actually a red 16-page mini book, but the size of a long envelope. It's quite striking. I'm holding it in my hand, the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution. I wrote it in the year 2000. The dawning of the 21st century finds the Church of America in a moral and spiritual crisis. Decades of self-centered living and worldliness have taken their toll. Years of compromise and toothless gospel preaching have had their effect, and now we have reached the moment of truth. Either we wake up, stand up, speak up, and act up, or we run the risk of becoming a mere historic curiosity, an irrelevant religious sideshow, an entertaining, harmless spectacle. Something must change, and it must change now. There is no other choice. 35 years ago, going now on 45 years ago, a counterculture revolution swept through America, resulting in a sudden, steep moral decline. Since that time, from the early 60s until today, the divorce rate has doubled. Teen suicide rate has tripled. Reported violent crime has quadrupled. The prison population has quintupled. The percentage of babies born out of wedlock has risen sixfold. Couples living together out of wedlock has risen sevenfold. And the end is not in sight. The last generation's counterculture of rebellion has become this generation's establishment of revulsion. And what was unthinkable 30 years ago, daytime talk shows celebrating adultery and incest, homosexual love scenes on major network TV, 11-year-old multiple murderers, massacres in our schools and houses of worship, as a matter of course today, we need a revolution. But this revolution will be different than other revolutions, including the revolution that birthed our nation more than 200 years ago. This revolution will not be fought with earthly weapons of destruction, not with guns and knives and bullets and bombs. It will not be fought with hatred, intimidation, or brute force. No, it will be fought with the message of the gospel, with the love of God, with the power of the Spirit, with radical holiness, with sacrifice, compassion, and courage. It will be a Jesus revolution, an intense clash between two spiritual kingdoms, a heavenly attack on the enemy's strongholds, a no-compromise stand for morality and truth, and it will impact society in a lasting way. It must. Reading from my Jesus Manifesto, Call to Revolution. All right, I'm going to go to the calls, to the phones in a moment, and I want to tell you what's happening in England. So we can see where America could be headed in many other ways if we don't have awakening today. But I'm holding in my hands right now the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution, and my book, Revolution, The Call to Holy War, which is over 300 pages long. Friends, I would like to get these into every one of your hands. I know thousands and thousands have these already, and I know tens of thousands don't. This is such important reading. It's absolutely critical. So here's what we're doing so that everyone can get these. For your gift of any size, and I mean any size, for your gift of any size, I want to send you the book, Revolution, The Call to Holy War, and the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution. These will rock your world and ignite a fire in you and give you a vision and a passion beyond what you've had. So your gift of any size, some can be generous and help, and you can help those that don't have much, all right? 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Your gift of any size, or you can go to AskDrBrown.org. You have to do it today, though. Otherwise, we won't know that this is what it's for. Go to AskDrBrown.org. Your gift of any size there on our donate page will send these out. This is my way of getting it to as many of you as possible. So call right now. Get these 1-800-278-9978. To the phones, Marianne in Boston. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Dr. J, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. This afternoon I heard the news on the radio, our local radio station. One of the programs announced it, and my heart went to the floor. And after I got through praying for the family and praying and real selfishly, God, please don't let any children have been in that shooting, I began to repent as part of the body of Christ for what we didn't do in the life of whoever was responsible for this or what could have been done. It was like, God, help the church. We're so stuck in wanting to be noticed and wanting to be popular and wanting to be titled that we're forgetting that there's a ground to be won and people that are being lost daily because we're not doing our job. And I just wanted to share that because worldliness has taken its crisis. It's a massive toll in the church right now where people look at you strangely when you declare the word of God to be true. And when I heard about the shooting, I just went instantly into a grieving mode.
Yeah.
For us as the church and as a living God.
It's the truth. And we don't know, Marion, exactly what happened in this man's life, how much he was exposed to the gospel, what the situation is, in terms of where he got to where he was to commit these atrocities and to carry this act out in cold blood. But we know there are many out there lost and hurting. And if we reach them, many of them, instead of being guilty of acts of destruction, will be solid citizens in the kingdom. By the way, there was a 6-year-old in the theater that night. 3-month-old. All right, we'll be back.
Give us strength to always do what's right.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Okay, check this out. 866-34-TRUTH. Your responses to the massacre in Colorado, the first things that you thought went through your mind when you heard the terrible reports. We're not doing our normal Q&A on Friday. We're focusing on this tragedy, and we're focusing on it to remind us that America's messed up and the world is messed up, and we need Jesus. We need to turn to God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is just yet another reminder for us. In my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, I make reference to what was called the Hays Code, which was put in force in Hollywood from the mid-30s until the late 1960s. And three major principles was called the Production Code or the Hays Code. Number one, no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. I mean, I could just park there all day. This was a code as movies getting bigger and bigger in the raunchy 20s and whatever else led to this. This was part of the code of ethics that producers, directors, screenwriters, everyone had to agree with. Number one, no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Two, correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Three, law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. I mean, I read this. I was stunned to read it. I looked at it a few times and said, is this really what I'm reading? Is this really accurate? And then they had particular guidelines that expanded on these. And the only one of them that's wrong that we would look at and say that's unfortunate was portrayals of miscegenation. I always say the word incorrectly, which we're talking about black, white, romantic, sexual relationships. Those were forbidden. You could not show a black and white couple either dating or married or something like that. You couldn't have it. So that's dead wrong. Dead wrong, part of the discriminated attitude that we had, discriminatory attitude that we had. But the other things in the code, you said, why am I talking about this? I'm not specifically blaming the movie on the violence, okay? But when you are around violent portrayals day and night, 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 day and night. Kids playing video games with all kind of violence, day and night, day and night, day and night. And from your earliest years, you're watching violent TV shows and violent movies, and then you're at the movie theaters and things getting more and more intense and powerful in their presentations. There's violence, 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 violence. It's going to lead to desensitizing, at the very least, glorifying of violence. Remember, one reason that God destroyed the earth in Noah's day was it was filled with violence. Jerusalem was destroyed, Ezekiel 9, Genesis 6 for the first reference, Ezekiel 9 for the second. Earth was destroyed because of violence. We get desensitized to violence. Violence becomes glorified. And it becomes easier for certain people to commit horrific acts. I think that's self-evident. So some of the particular applications of the three guiding principles of the Hays Code, Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. The ridicule of religion was forbidden. Ministers of religion were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor when not required by the plot or for proper characterization. Methods of crime, for example, safecracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented. And on and on it goes. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully. The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil subjects, must be subject to the dictates of good case. Anyway, 866-34-TRUTH. Eileen, are you in Eastport? I'm not sure the city there. I can't read it properly. Hello, Eileen?
Oh, Bayport, yes.
Bayport. All right. Typo there, Andrew. Yes, please talk to me.
Yeah, I was just making that point as well, that it's really horrendous. The movies, the violence on a regular show. I flipped the channel and this couple was, you know, they were speaking in a kitchen, and I didn't know what show it was, so I started watching it, and it was Criminal Minds, and it pans out. So you see, like, the environment that they're in. There's a guy sitting at the table with his throat slit.
Mm.
Like a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, having this casual conversation. I was so appalled. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. What is the need for that? You know, it's just, all it does is inflame sick minds.
We understand that you and I watching that are not going to go out and slit somebody's throat. But to be bombarded with, especially as believers, those we're supposed to think about those things which are true and pure and beautiful and wholesome. So to see that image is completely unnecessary. It's not it's not like you're doing a study of the history of warfare and you want to talk about the brutality and cruelty of war, and you're studying these things and looking at these graphic images. This is just gratuitous violence. It either desensitizes us or it glorifies it. And yes, for sick minds, it helps put another image in somebody's head to do something crazy. Yeah, we need awakening. We need awakening.
Absolutely. Even healthy minds should not be plagued by these visions. I mean, I turn the channel immediately. I think that's appalling. What, number one, for the characters to be depicted as having this casual conversation while there is a dead man in the room. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, we have to ask. I got to run. We got to break here. But we have to ask, what's going on with a lot of these shows? Why are they on the air, and who are they appealing to? What are they trying to draw us into? There'll be a healthy thing for those that are wondering about what to watch, what to be engaged with. Spend a lot of time meditating on Scripture, really communing with the Lord, worshiping Him, and see if you can go from there to watch some of the things you normally watch. Just a reminder, 2 weeks from tonight, everyone in the greater D.C. area, I'll be in Oakton, Virginia at Whole Word Fellowship, 7:30 p.m., that's August 3rd, for a special listeners rally. We're going to have an awesome time together. Put it on your calendar. If you have to drive a few hours, it's worth it. But everyone within an hour or two, make sure you're there. And again, my goal right now is to get into your hands, every single one listening, a copy of my book, Revolution, The Call of Holy War, and the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution, which will spark your heart, not to violence, anger, hatred, no, the exact opposite, to get hold of Jesus in a fresh new way, to be a Jesus revolutionary, overcoming evil with good, hatred with love. Every one of you will benefit by reading these. You'll be provoked to righteousness, and a holy indignation to do the right thing will rise in you. So your gift of any size, we'll send it to you, all right? This way, those who have little, you can get it. Those who have more, you can help with those who have less. All right? Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. I'm literally holding these in my hands, and you get these in your hands, and you'll be blessed. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Friends, every day we see the power of evil. Let's see the power of God.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much, friends, for joining us today on the Line of Fire. You're normally used to Friday. You've got questions. We've got answers. We'll probably do that on Monday. We can often be lighthearted on Fridays, and although we answer serious questions, have some fun with others. But in light of the massacre in the Colorado movie theater early this morning and a midnight showing of the latest of the Batman trilogy, for some reason, this the big thing, this movie and this trilogy and whatever, massive turnouts and people probably in costume and demented killer goes in, 24 years old, think of it, studying neuroscience in a PhD program that he recently dropped out of medical school, now a mass murderer. What makes this happen? What causes people to snap like this? Apparently his only previous brush with the law was a traffic ticket. We'll find out more, I'm sure, in the days ahead. We know that the Columbine killers, a school not that far from the movie theater, Columbine killers in 1999 immersed themselves in violent video games and violent movies like Natural Born Killers. To me, that explains how, as teenagers, they could just go into a school and start killing people in cold blood, laughing as they do it. How can you just do that unless your heart has been hardened and hardened and hardened and hardened and hardened? What was your first reaction? How do you respond? What's going on in your heart now as you hear the news of this tragedy? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. For me, again, it's another reminder, we need awakening, and God wants to send awakening. You know, we all have our theologies and our questions about where we stand in terms of the end of the age. Is it a year from now or 10,000 years from now? And I don't know anyone thinks 10,000, but I'm just throwing that out. Or end time theologies, God's going to move more and more, the world is going to get better and better and more full of the gospel, or the world's going to get worse and worse before Jesus comes. Put all that aside for a moment. Put all that aside. Because nobody on the planet has sufficient information to tell me exactly where we stand right now in terms of when Jesus is returning and the end of this age. Nobody has sufficient information. So we're all in the same boat of we're living today. All right, we may have wisdom, understanding on larger issues, but we're living today. For sure, God grieves over these things. For sure, God grieves over the destruction of human lives. For sure, God grieves over satanic influences in people's lives. For sure, God wants to do something about it. And his answer on the earth is the people of God, is the church, is those of us who know the Lord getting full of his spirit, those of us who know him walking in intimacy with him, those of us who know him living by his word and ordering our steps, our families, our conduct, our businesses, and according to his word and his purposes so that we can be light in the midst of darkness. I wrote an article posted on Town Hall today, The Precipitous Decline of Christian England. The precipitous decline of Christian England. Here's how it starts. A British hotel replaces the in-room Gideon Bibles with copies of 50 Shades of Grey, also known as mommy porn. A Christian organization is banned by the Advertising Standards Authority from announcing that God can heal sickness today. A recent poll indicates that only 37% of people in England say they have always believed in God, as opposed to 81% of Americans. Christian England, what has become of you? England has never had the problems that we've had with gun violence because of the culture there. But England has had so many other problems in terms of moral and spiritual decline in recent decades. And these things remind us of what happens when a nation turns more and more away from God. When a nation that on a certain level once had God and had Jesus himself in a prominent position in their nation, and so many good Christian things came out of that nation, when it turns away, the decline is scary. Friends, where's America going? Time for awakening.
The Line of of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, when you have a chance, go to townhall.com and read my article on the precipitous decline of Christian England. It sounds a warning for us here in America, as well as gets us praying for our friends on the other side of the pond. 866-348-7884. We're not doing our normal Friday. You've got questions, we've got answers because of the Colorado massacre. We'll probably do Q&A on Monday. But I just felt we can be too jovial with some of those things on Friday, too lighthearted about it. It just did not feel appropriate in light of the massacre that took place early this morning in Colorado. 12 dead, 50 wounded. 866-348-7884. What was your reaction and response? First reaction from Mary. Dear Father God, thank you for blessing and protecting my children. They belong to you, Lord. Please help them to know you for themselves. Draw them closer to you and fill them with your Holy Spirit purpose for their lives. Even now, Jesus, God will do anything you ask, so please touch. So anyway, just goes on and praying for those injured and stricken. Friends, let me give you perspective. In my book, Revolution, The Call of Holy War, I start the chapter, second chapter, it's called From Revival to Revolution, The Time is Now. The time is now. It's all the more time today. This book came out September 2nd of the year 2000. We gave away over 70,000 copies to young people at a massive rally in D.C., Christian young people, that day. No hype. That's actually what happened. About $1 million worth of books, retail value. God enabled us to give away that day. And there's a way for every one of you to get this in your hands, and I want to encourage you to. I'll tell you how in a moment. But I began the second chapter with this list of multiple shootings in America, 1999. January 14th, Salt Lake City, Utah, one dead, one wounded. March 18th, Johnson City, Tennessee, two dead. April 15th, Salt Lake City, Utah, three dead, four wounded. April 20th, Littleton, Colorado, 15 dead, 23 wounded. Of course, that was Columbine Massacre. May 20th, Conyers, Georgia, 6 wounded. June 3rd, Las Vegas, Nevada, 4 dead. The list goes on and on. June 11th, July 8th, July 12th, July 29th, August 5th, August 10th, September 15th, November 2nd, November 3rd, December 6th, December 30th. That was Tampa, Florida, 5 dead, 3 wounded. 1999. Then I quote from President Bill Clinton in his final State of the Union address, January 27th, 2000. The state of our union is the strongest it has ever been. Friends, just another reminder that we need awakening, that more of the same is only going to produce more of the same. Look, if you eat the same and you live the same a day later, a week later, a month later, a year later, you're not going to have radical differences to your in your body if you keep doing things the same way, right? We know it in principles of life in general. More of the same is only going to produce more of the same. Same with the church, friends. Same with us. Just more of the same is not cutting it. And let me go a step further. Let me raise my voice a little louder. I don't mean literally. I mean figuratively. The last thing that America needs, the last thing that the Church of America needs, is a superficial, watered-down, false comfort message. The last thing that we need now is an all is well, when nothing is well message. The last thing we need now is to get away from the fear of the Lord and to get away from the recognition of the ugly consequences of sin and to get away from the recognition that so much of the church is backslidden. That's the last thing we need. And yet it seems more and more preachers just want to tell a nice story, just want to give a lovely sermonette, just make you feel good about yourself, let you know how much God loves you. Oh, if you really know how much he loves you, you'll live differently, and you'll also live in holy reverence before him. We don't want to do what the false prophets did in ancient Israel. Tell people, it's okay, it's not so bad. People need help. No, people need Jesus. If they have Jesus, they'll have help. They don't just need hope. And who needs false hope? People need Jesus. 866-34-TRUTH. All right, before I go to the phones, here's what we're doing today. This was a decision I made late this morning, actually early this afternoon. I contacted our team. I said, okay, we're just going to do this today. I literally want every one of you listening to get this in your hands. My book, Revolution, The Call of the Holy War, 330 pages. The holy war we're talking about is a war of overcoming evil with good, of overcoming hatred with love, of overcoming the violence and intimidation of the world with the Holy Spirit and the message of Jesus. We're talking about living radically for the King who died in a radical way to save us from a radical hell and a radical judgment and to deliver us from radical sin and to give us power over a radical devil. Nothing just mealy-mouthed, middle of the road, don't want to offend about the gospel. Revolution, The Call of Holy War. It's a battle plan. It's a manual. It's an eye-opener. And my Jesus Manifesto, we printed it in a recent mailing in the size of a long envelope, and that's 16-page mini-book. So you read that, your heart will be burning, then you pick up the Revolution book. How can I get it into every one of your hands? Well, this is the best way we can do it. Your gift of any size whatsoever. Some of you really can't afford much. Don't worry about it. I want to get it to you, okay? You say, but what we send won't pay for it. Don't worry about it. Because others who have more and are generous, they'll help out, okay? This is the way it works. This is family, team, all right? This being part of a body. Call this number right now, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. We set this up so quickly, it's not available online. Unless you do this, go to AskDrBrown.org and just go to the donate page and do that today. And the donations that come in today will automatically send these resources. 1-800-278-9978. Don't let this hour go by without calling so you can take advantage of this, the Revolution book and the Jesus Manifesto. Again, my question as you're listening, what's your reaction? How do you respond? You hear the news? Maybe you read it when you got up this morning. Maybe you listen to news on the way in your car. I don't know how you get your news. Maybe you get headlines on your smartphone. What's your reaction? How do you respond? Yeah, another massacre. Well, it shouldn't have been in the movie theater. Yeah, but people get killed in schools. It's certainly related to the movie theme and those larger issues of violence in movies and so on. But that's just a larger question. How do you respond? How do you react? What was your first thought when you heard this news? 866-34-TRUTH. Let me read a little bit to you from the Revolution book. Opening quotes. And chapter one of the book is called Why I Will Never Be a Sunday Morning Christian. What do I mean by that? Do I mean I won't worship with others on Sunday morning? No, that's when our home congregation, Fire, worships. And when I preach at Fire, and only once a month, that's when I preach. I preach at Sunday morning services all over the nation, all over the world. But I will never be a Sunday morning Christian, meaning that my relationship with God and my faith in Jesus and my walk with Him is basically about Sunday morning services or attendance in religious meetings. No. If it is not a 24/7 faith and walk, then something's missing. Something's wrong. Jesus didn't die for us so that we would attend religious services on a Saturday, a Messianic congregation, or a Sunday at a church meeting, or a Thursday night at a house fellowship. He died for us so we would no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and rose from the dead. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I have some opening quotes. First, Nevers Mumba, who was a leader in Zambia, Christian leader. He said, I believe we have come to a place where the thinking of Christians, he was addressing charismatics in particular as a fellow charismatic, but we broaden this to Christians. I believe we've come to a place where the thinking of Christians must change. And it must change now or the church will become a little cult in the corner. I'm not interested in following a religion that does not impact the world in which we live. Jesus was a rebel, and He's called us to join this rebel movement and change the world together. What kind of rebel? A rebel who said no to the flesh and no to the world and no to the world system and no to being politically correct and said yes to God. Our whole lives are based on obedience to God. And when we're obeying God, that means we say no to those who force us to do the opposite. If the government tells me, Mike Brown, you cannot preach Jesus, you are not allowed to share the gospel with others, I say, with all respect, I respect and honor the government, but I will continue to share Jesus. As the apostle said, we must obey God rather than men. We're not talking about, I'm going to do what I want to do. You have no right to tell me what to do. I don't care what you have to say, Mom, Dad. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care if you're my employer. I'm going to obey God. No, that's a miserable, unclean, fleshly attitude. That's fleshly rebellion. The Jesus way is, Father, I'm submitted to you, and I'll do your will at any cost or consequence. Francis Schaeffer, A Christian Manifesto. As we turn to the evangelical leadership of this country in the last decades, he's writing in the 80s, unhappily, we must come to the conclusion that often it has not been much help. It has shown the mark of a platonic, overly spiritualized Christianity all too often. Spirituality to the evangelical leadership often has not included the lordship of Christ over the whole spectrum of life. Spirituality has often been shut up to a very narrow area. And also very often among many evangelicals, including many evangelical leaders, it seems that the final end is to protect their own projects. I'm again asking the question, why have we let ourselves go so far down the road? Time for awakening.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH. We have canceled our normal You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers, which we'll probably do on Monday, and replaced it again with, instead with this special live, up-to-the-minute broadcast. Time for awakening, friends. Yet another massacre in America. Grieving parents, shocked parents, friends. How many more of these do we need before we get on our faces, get on our knees, say, God, have mercy on us. God, have mercy on us. We're messed up as a people. We're messed up as a nation. And how much, question, this is simply a question, how much does the violence that we see around us reflect or draw from the constant glorification of violence in the media, the constant glorification of senseless killing, the constant glorification of atrocities in video games and elsewhere. And we make sometimes the bad guys into the good guys. You know, this was the opposite of what was allowed in the Hays Code, or the production code used by movie makers from the 30s until the late 60s. No picture shall be produced, is one of the guidelines, that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. I know we had problems in America through all those years. I know we had violence of different sorts in America through our history. I'm simply saying that the constant bombardment through the media has its effect. At least it's desensitizing to us. It could also glorify violence in our eyes, and it could lead some people to engage in acts of violence, even though every individual is still responsible for his or her actions. To me, here's the big issue. It's not worldly people doing worldly things. It's not worldly Hollywood producing worldly movies. I expect fish to swim. I expect birds to fly. I expect worldly people to do worldly things. What troubles me, what grieves me, and I have to search my own heart, and we all have to search our own hearts, is God's people doing worldly things. God's people living like the world. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine if born-again believers, everyone, God looks down in America, he sees this is 10% of our population, this is 25%, God knows, 30%, 12%, God knows. All of us that God knows to be his people in America. If we abstained from partaking in things that displeased him, if we abstained from partaking in ungodly business deals, if we abstained from gossip and unclean speech, if we abstained from partaking in lustful activities, if we abstained from partaking in or taking in ungodly media, and instead we sought the Lord, and instead we sought to do good to others, I'm telling you, within a month, you wouldn't recognize America. Within a month, this nation would be so shaken up, and whole businesses wouldn't be able to operate properly because of Christians who are in these businesses acting corruptly, now they're acting rightly. I'm telling you, the whole nation would be shaken. So that's a big proposition. Well, it isn't, it isn't. Because I'm one person, you're one person, and I'm responsible for me, and you're responsible for you. What if we acted on it? What if we stood up and we said, I'm going to live differently. I'm going to search my heart. I'm going to go after the Lord. Time that's been wasted on other things, I'm going to pursue the Lord. I'm going to pursue being with my family in a godly way. I'm going to pursue being a blessing to others. And I'm going to put away those things that are unclean. What a difference it would make. All right, in a moment, I'm going to tell you how every one of you listening can get your own copy of Revolution, the Call of Holy War, and my Jesus Manifesto, Call the Revolution. Let me grab one phone call before this hour is out. Deborah out in Riverhead on Long Island, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Michael Brown. How are you? I actually am a member of Pastor Richard Anderson's church out there, Holding Out Hope in Middle Island.
Wonderful.
I live maybe about 20 minutes away from there. And I just have something, I don't know, you know, how significant this is or anything, but the first thing that came to my mind when I heard that the man was dressed up as a clown, okay, and, you know, representing the Joker from, you know, the Batman movie.
Right, right.
Okay, well, the enemy, you know, comes as a deceiver, and it has been pointed out to me also that the clown represents deception, you know, how he paints his face and he has the smile, you know, the face like that.
Right.
And how the enemy comes like that, you know, the representation, like he'll come as well. In the Bible states that he comes as an angel of light. And to me, that was just such a visual representation of the enemy. How
and even laughing and smiling as he kills us, talking about Satan.
Yeah, exactly.
Laughing and smiling and drawing us into his fantasy world of false joy. Yeah, again, it's
exactly
the whole thing from beginning to end, every bit of it, absolutely tragic picture. Hey, gotta go. We've got a break here at the end of the hour, but thanks for sharing that. Look, there's so much to think about, so much to talk about with this. We need to get on our knees and pray for mercy in our nation and say, God, start awakening, start it in me. It's not that big when you think it's one life at a time. It's not that impossible when you say, well, I can act on this. I can seek the face of the Lord. Look, in my book, Revolution, the Call of Holy War, there's a whole chapter on uncompromising holiness as the battle cry of the revolution, the theme of the revolution. You know, Communist Manifesto, workers of all nations unite. The American Revolution, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Our revolution is holiness to the Lord. It's a message that transforms entire nations. It's a message that makes broken lives whole. It's a message that destroys injustice. It's a message that puts families back together, sets captives free, restores dignity, self-respect, brings God near, drives sin away. It's a message that will be resisted. I seriously want to get into every one of your hands, every one of you listening, a copy of my book, Revolution, the Call of Holy War, and a copy of the Jesus Manifesto, Call the Revolution. Friends, these things will stir your lives. Trust me. They've stirred multiplied tens of thousands, if not many, many more, over the years. Here's what you do. Your gift of any size, so don't worry. Some of you have very little. Don't worry, because others who have more will make up for it. Your gift of any size will send these out to you. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. We'll pay the postage. Again, some have little, others have more. It'll balance out, trust me. But I want every one of you to get this. Be as generous as you can, but first things first, make sure you get these. 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Or go online, but you need to do that today so this will be registered properly. Go online to askdrbrown.org, right on the homepage. Just click the donate button, and we'll send these out automatically for gifts that come in today. Take hold of these. Let the awakening begin in your own life. Let the fire start with you and with me. My bottom line today, the world is terribly messed up. Violence, destruction, terrible loss of life. It seems to be the daily news. Let's focus more on the Word of God, the promises of God, the goodness of God, and say, God, here I am. Touch me, change me, and send me out into a dying world. We're going to change our direction on this Friday in light of the Colorado massacre. Friends, it's time for awakening.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I know it's habit. Friday, you've got questions, we've got answers. I had everything prepared, ready for today. Questions I pulled out from our emails I was going to answer. But in light of the massacre in Colorado, I said, well, that'll wait. Our Q&A will wait. Maybe we'll do it on Monday because I look forward to Fridays as well, as many of you do. It's just one of those days I didn't want to be lighthearted, giddy about things. And often we have fun with the Q&A on Fridays as well. A lot of people suffering. Yeah, people suffering every moment of every day around the world. I understand. But the nation rocked. Again, I haven't seen any of these Batman movies, this trilogy, but apparently massively popular. And the final segment of the trilogy was going to be airing and released in the theaters. And perhaps the biggest weekend ever in movie history for a single film. And a man dressed up as one of the Batman characters, according to reports, dressed up as Joker, barges into the theater midnight showing in Colorado, not that far from Columbine, where there was a massacre in 1999. It begins shooting, apparently sets off tear gas bombs or smoke bombs in the building, begins shooting indiscriminately. And he's a 24-year-old PhD student in neuroscience at a medical school in Colorado, dropped out last month. How utterly, utterly tragic. 12 dead, 50 wounded. When things like this happen, it reminds me that we need God in our nation. It reminds me that we are really in a pitiful state and we need awakening. And I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you today because God is wanting and desiring to pour out his spirit and to bless and renew and change. But these are life and death issues. 866-34-TRUTH. Question for you. What was your reaction when you heard the news? Maybe you got up early this morning and had a message on your phone about it. Maybe you saw the news. Maybe you watched TV news in the morning or you got it online. However you got it, boom, there it is hitting you between the eyes as people were literally killed, blown to bits with violence last night. Well, they shouldn't have been in the movie theater. Maybe they shouldn't have been, but people have been massacred in schools. People have been killed in church buildings. And, you know, in places like Nigeria now, Kenya, Muslim terrorists have been going at services, Sunday morning services, and blowing up buildings and shooting people. What was your reaction when you heard this? What hit your gut? What's your spiritual or emotional response? Of course, pain for the people involved and the victims and the families of the victims. Some could be terribly injured, handicapped for life. Who knows all this and the trauma with it? But what was your response along with that? To me, it's, God, we need awakening. God, we're in a sorry state here. It's another reminder. No, this is not the proof of it. Something like this may have happened at a much better time in American history in terms of when we were more moral in our attitudes and more spiritually connected to God. And when the church was in a healthier state. But when these things happen, it reminds me yet again, we need God. We need the gospel. We need the mercy of God in our lives. As I wrote in the Jesus Manifesto, came out in the year 2000, revolution means upheaval. Talking about a Jesus revolution. Revolution means the overthrowing of the status quo. We dare not downplay the significance of the word. Revolution is a matter of life and death, and our revolution flows from the blood of the Savior to the blood of the martyr. We put down our sword and take up our cross, overcoming Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and by not loving our lives so much as to shrink from death, Revelation 12:11. Nothing can stop a revolution like this.
Fire we want, for fire we please, send the fire. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, it just so happened that I wrote an article, finished it late last night, and it got posted on Town Hall today, called The Precipitous Decline of Christian England. And I talk about the state of England today, and a recent poll indicated that only 37% of people in England say that they've always believed in God, as opposed to 81% of Americans. Talk about the decline in so many ways in England. Friends, we turn away from God at our own peril. We turn away from God, and even if God doesn't bring judgment in any way, the fact is we reap what we sow. Galatians 6, those who sow to the flesh will the flesh reap destruction. Those who sow to the Spirit will the Spirit reap eternal life. It's just the way it works. Now, we're not doing our normal, you've got questions, we've got answers that we do on Friday. We're changing direction today because of the massacre in Colorado. And it's not that Q&A is irrelevant, because we touch on many, many relevant issues, but we also have a certain measure of fun on Fridays. And I just thought, not today. So we'll probably do that on Monday. But what was your reaction? What was your response? You hear the news about the massacre in the movie theater, 12 killed, 50 wounded, young man with no prior criminal record except a traffic violation. How many here have ever gotten the ticket, right? What was your reaction? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. And do you think that we have had an increase in violence in America because of violence in the media, because of the glorification of violence in the media, because of the constant portrayal of violent acts in video games and TV shows and movies? Do you think that that has contributed to more violence in our society? 866-348-7884. Let me just talk about England for a minute, all right? And remind us here in America of what happens when we turn away from God. I do not mean to imply that America has ever been a totally Christian nation. In our best times in history in the past, we had slavery in certain parts of our country. At good times in America's past, we had segregation. We had other evils in our society. At no point have we ever been a completely Christian nation. Obviously not. But there were moral standards. There was a certain fear of God. There was a recognition that wrong was wrong in many, many other spheres. And when we reject God, Proverbs 14:34, this is a universal statement for every country in the world, not just for Israel. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. So look at what's happening in England. There is a hotel in Cumbria, northwest England, and the general manager got an idea. This happened a little over a week ago. You know, we got these Gideon Bibles in our rooms in the hotel, and there's this new novel, 50 Shades of Grey. I heard about it. I guess Rush Limbaugh said something about it. I read something. That's it. Otherwise, I hadn't heard of this thing. But it's being called Mommy Porn. Apparently, these pornographic novels, and with a special appeal to, you know, women, whatever. I told you as much as I know about it. Selling, best-selling in America, England. So he decided, you know, people in the rooms, both men and women, they'd really enjoy this. They may be embarrassed to go out and buy it, but why not put it by the bedside, get rid of the Bibles? Yeah, he actually did that. Oh, by the way, according to the reports, he's a church choir member. He's a choir member at his local church. What kind of church? I'm quite sure there are churches in America where you can be a choir member that would say, hey, great move, man. That's progressive. All right, it's just one church. It's one church. One hotel. I understand, just one hotel. And there was some outrage over the general manager's decision. And we're just about England for a moment to say, okay, this is what happens in a country when they turn more and more away from God. 37% of people in England say they've always believed in God, as opposed to 81% of Americans. And let's remember, America is the home of John Bunyan and Pilgrim's Progress, John Wesley, William Wilberforce, and then great Christian thinkers, you know, G.K. Chesterton and J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. And you go to England and their cities named Christ Church. And the great universities, Oxford and Cambridge, were founded as Christian schools. What in the world happened to England? How about this? There is a group called Healing on the Streets, Bath. They're in Bath, England. And yes, their nickname or their acronym was HOTS, Healing on the Streets, HOTS, Bath. Anyway, they put out leaflets. They have a website. And they say, oh, you're suffering from this, this, this. They have a list of sicknesses. And then they just say, we'd love to pray for you. God loves you and he can heal. We'd love to pray for you. That's all they say. They've been banned from saying it. They have been banned by the Advertising Standards Authority. They can no longer put this on their website or in leaflets. They cannot say God heals. The Advertising Standards Authority ruled that this is a misleading ad which could sow false hope among sections of the public. I mean, the message of healing in Jesus' name is as old as the Gospels. And the group just said that they'd love to pray for people. God can heal. They didn't say he would, guaranteed. There's a columnist there, I haven't heard of, but probably well-known in England, Brendan O'Neill, seems to be kind of cutting edge. And he said this, the ASA, Advertising Standards Authority, has been itching to ban the words God heals for quite a while. Last June, it wrapped the knuckles of a church in Nottingham for putting up a poster that said, God can heal you today, after the church was grasped up to the ASA by some snitch in Nottingham's secular society. And now it has actually banned a Christian group from proselytizing about God's healing powers. Brendan O'Neill says, what next? Should we ban groups from declaring that Jesus loves you? Considering that it's probably also technically untrue and could promote false hope? Friends, as outrageous as that is, you could write a book on what's happening in England today, sadly. We turn from God at our own peril. We turn from God at our own destruction. I haven't seen these Batman movies. I don't plan to. I'm not saying that's the root of the evil. It's a evil Batman movie. What I'm saying is our culture is messed up. What I'm saying is our entertainment industry is messed up. What I'm saying is there's so much darkness and so much violence and so much perversion and so much evil and so little consciousness of God. And that's our great issue. We in the church, I'll say what I said in the last hour. I expect fish to swim. I expect birds to fly. I expect worldly people to do worldly things. It's when we, God's people, do worldly things that something is terribly wrong. Yes, God will deal with the world for being the world, but what about us? What about when we feed ourselves trash, we feed ourselves garbage, we feed ourselves things that are unclean, we feed ourselves things that are defiling, and we're not even conscious of it anymore? God help us. We need awakening to start with us, and God wants to do it. As sure as I'm sitting here speaking to you on the line of fire today, I can absolutely say to you with total confidence, God wants to send awakening into your life and my life. God wants us to be walking on our first love. God wants to bless our lives so that we can know him and make him known. Oh, a year and a half ago, Rabbi Shmuley and I had done a Jewish debate about Jesus being the Messiah here in North Carolina at the end of an apologetics conference in Charlotte. And Shmuley said, hey, why don't I come back and debate you on homosexuality? Let's use the theme, is homosexuality America's greatest moral crisis? I said, well, I don't like that question because I'm not going to agree with it either. But we agreed to do the debate. We ended up using that name, and it's a very spirited debate. You can get it on our website. But I bring that up to say this. Nancy asked me, how do I respond to that question? Is homosexuality America's greatest moral crisis? I said, it's the principal threat to religious freedom, freedom of conscience, freedom of speech. But no, it's not our greatest moral crisis. And she shared her viewpoint, with which I completely concurred. We saw it the same way. The greatest moral crisis in America is our lack of consciousness of God. The greatest moral crisis in America, America as a whole, and the church in particular, is our lack of consciousness of God. All right, I want to expand on that when we come back and share more relevant news with you. I really want every one of you listening before the day's out to have these on their way to you. My book, Revolution, the Call of Holy War, 330 pages, and the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution, which is a mini book. The resources together are probably worth about $20 with postage, but I want every one of you to get it. So whatever you can afford, all right? Some will be generous and they'll make up for those who have little. But call right now to order, all right? And literally, for whatever you can afford, I want to get these out to you. 1-800-278-9978. You'll see why when you get them, because your hearts will be ignited and your vision will be raised. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, that's 1-800-278-9978. The time for awakening is now, and it starts with you and it starts with me.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on the Line of Fire. My heart's heavy because of loss of life again, because of mass murder here in America again, because of the pain that brings on many, many different fronts. At the same time, my heart is full of hope because I'm reminded of how God longs to pour out mercy. I'm reminded of how God wants to awaken us. I'm reminded of how deeply He cares and how if we will yield ourselves to Him and quit playing silly religious games and quit playing some superficial gospel game, just what's in it for me and how can I have a better life, how can I have a nice life, how can everything be wonderful, and get serious about God and get serious about doing the work of God and living out the will of God, He's going to move. He's going to move. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. What was your reaction? What struck you when you heard this report of the tragic shooting in Colorado early this morning? Let me read something to you from Israel. Yesterday, I think the first hour, I talked about the terrorist suicide bombing in Bulgaria. Just to give you a picture here, people killed in a movie theater last night. Well, you shouldn't see movies like that. That, as I said earlier, people are getting killed in all different kinds of settings. Let's hold that conversation for another moment, all right? And if you listen enough to me, you know that I'm no advocate. Oh, just see whatever you want to see. Let's see things that honor the Lord or things that we can see in His presence with a clean conscience. But my friends Eddie and Jackie Santoro sent this report out this morning from Israel. It started out like so many other Israeli tours. A plane filled with 154 Israelis, all excitedly looking forward to their summer vacation. A short flight to Bulgaria and the Black Sea. Landing in a foreign airport, going through customs, then being directed by tour guides to brightly colored waiting buses that would bring the expectant travelers to the hotel of their choice. And a wonderful few days of rest and relaxation. A commodity that Israelis get very little of in their day-to-day life. It was at this moment that everything changed. It was impossible for the joyous travelers to know that their waiting bus was in fact a coffin that would consume them and change their lives forever. They could not have known that one of the tourists who had entered the bus was in truth a hate-crazed Hezbollah operative. Now, Israel said clearly this is the work of Hezbollah. The Pentagon says it looks more and more like it. Apparently, there's not certain identification of the suicide bomber yet, but Israel's saying it's clearly Hezbollah and Iranian-backed. We'll see as more information comes forward. The article continues, his backpack was not filled with diapers for his children or beach clothes, but deadly explosives designed to kill and maim as many as possible. His desire was not a week-long vacation. His passion was to murder Jews. The fact that he was surrounded by children and unarmed civilians had no effect on his demonically oppressed heart. Those that surrounded him were not people but Jews, and that was reason enough to murder them. And what of his own young life? It was for this very moment that he had been created. Sacrificing himself in order to murder innocent people was his highest calling. In his warped mind, he was a jihad fighter, a martyr, and Allah was well pleased with him. His holy book, the Quran, and his teachers had instructed him that in murdering Jews, he was performing God's highest will. He believed with all his heart after that the horrific blast blew his body to pieces, he would find himself in heaven, surrounded by 70 virgins, the reward of a God that delights in murder and spilled blood. In one horrid moment, his depraved mind brought forth its demonic fruit. He detonated himself, and the bus of excited tourists was transformed into a fiery inferno, in which 5 Israelis were killed and over 30 more injured. Once again, people's lives were stolen and destroyed. Their only crime, they were Jews. Today, an Israeli military plane returned to the same airport that those vacationers had departed from just a couple of days earlier. In it were the coffins of the dead. A shocked nation watched as once again Israel brought its innocent victims home. Again, Israel understood all too clearly that those who speak against this nation mean what they say. It is not a matter of politics and negotiations. Those that hate Israel and the Jewish people are driven by the very powers of hell, and they will never cease from their evil efforts until the Lord himself returns and administers their final defeat. You say, well, why read that right now when we're talking about what's happened in America and we're talking about the murder massacre in Colorado? I'll tell you why. Reminds me, both of these terrible accounts remind me that there's an ugly, evil, malicious being out there called Satan who wants to destroy. He's full of darkness. Just as God is light and in him there's no darkness at all, Satan is darkness and in him is no light at all. Jesus tells us he was a murderer from the beginning. He was a liar from the beginning. Scriptures speak of him as the adversary, the accuser. He is the one in the book of Job who goes out and carries out deadly acts against Job's family and smites Job himself. Oh, there's a whole complex dialogue going on in Job, and God gives permission. The point is, God won't touch him. Satan, this is what Satan does. Evil, ugly, destructive things. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant. I just enjoy Jesus, just have a good time, kind of just enjoy the ride, man, it's cool. No. Be sober, be vigilant. Oh, yes, enjoy the Lord. I certainly enjoy walking with God and having relationship with him. His joy is in my life. I have to say I know a lot more joy than I know pain. In terms of my ongoing walk with the Lord, I experience a lot more of his joy than I do pain for a dying world. I should feel more pain for a dying world and have more of God's heart in that way. But I'm not one of these melancholy, always down, don't smile at me. No. I love the Lord. I walk in his joy. And I'm sober. I need to be more sober. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, you know, he's been defanged. Satan doesn't have any teeth. Jesus defanged him. What does he do, gum people to death? Is that how he devours them? He gums them to death, scares them with his roar, and then gums them to death and drools on them? Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy. Resist him steadfast in the faith, Scripture says, knowing that the same sufferings are being experienced by your brothers and sisters in the world. We're in a war. We're in a war. Not just party time. Not just go to church on Sunday and have fun. You have a good time. You have a good time. House of God, we're having a good time. We're in a war, friends. By all means, rejoice in the Lord. By all means, revel in his goodness. And then go out, friends, and be a world changer. Be a world changer in prayer. These are critical times. I've got a whole lot more to say. I'm glad I've got another half hour to say it. But if I can urge every one of you, I can't be strong enough on this, but by the time this hour is out, I'd love for every one of you to have called and gotten your copies of Revolution, the Call of Holy War, 330 pages. The holy war we're talking about is a war on Jesus' principles, love, compassion, sacrifice, the fullness of the Spirit, and the Jesus Manifesto, these two tools together, which will rock your world and ignite a fire in you. I want everyone to get them. Some of you have very little. Don't worry about it. Your gift of any size, I mean it, any size, will send these out. And those that are generous and have more, you can make up for those who have little. But everyone call right now, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. We're in a revolution, friends. These are resources for the revolution.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, you can hear the lead-in to this program day in, day out. Some of you have been listening regularly for many, many months now, some for years now. And you hear this announcement and hear your voice of moral, cultural, spiritual revolution. It may just be kind of in one ear, out the other. You're familiar with it. Friends, we're real serious about it. I'm absolutely serious about it. We must have a moral and cultural and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us. Friends, we always do on Friday. You've got questions. We've got answers. We've done that for a long time now. We'll probably do it on Monday, but I just felt it was too important in light of the tragedy in Colorado, in light of the massacre and young people, older people, cut down in cold blood by a 24-year-old man who was in the neuroscience program, a PhD program at a medical school, Colorado, just recently dropped out. Now another mass murder, American history. These things are too weighty, too important for us to just go ahead with business as usual. But I tell you something larger than that, friends. We can't go ahead with business as usual on the church end either, because business as usual is not cutting it. Oh, we may have a lot of activity, a lot of bells and whistles and excitement and great presentation and cutting-edge video and top-notch worship band and the best presentations of speaking and so on and so forth in a brand new building or whatever. None of those things in themselves are wrong, by the way. But, you know, merry-go-rounds have a lot of bells and whistles and activity and excitement. We're just going around in a circle. You say to me, Mike Brown, are you telling me that because there's a tragic massacre, that means the church is not doing the right thing? It's another reminder. It's symptomatic of the messed up nature of our society. It's symptomatic of the bombardment of immorality and violence that comes through the media day in, day out, that we as Americans want and pay for. And much of the church wants and pays for. You know, awakening's a big topic. Awakening's a very, very big topic. National awakening. National revival. It's a massive topic. On the other hand, it's just one person at a time. It's just you and me saying, there's got to be more. You and me saying, maybe you're a leader, maybe you've been pastoring 30 years, maybe you're saved 2 weeks. There's got to be more. Is this what Jesus died for? If there's supposedly so many tens of millions of Americans that are born again, that are born again believers here in our country, is this what America is supposed to look like? 866-34-TRUTH. Feel free to weigh in. If you want to talk about violence in the media, if you want to talk about the state of the church, if you want to talk about your reaction when you heard the news from Colorado, the final movie of the Batman trilogy. I can't comment on it, not having seen them, but probably a bit more on the dark side than previous Batman movies and that kind of thing, as I understand it. And 24-year-old kills 12 people, 50 wounded. Goes into the movie theater, the midnight showing. Some were expecting this would be the biggest movie opening this week in movie history. Is there a message in that, a larger message with all the anticipation? I can only say this, friends. I'm reminded when these tragedies take place, they remind me we need awakening. And let me say this as plainly as I can, because I know God wants to send awakening. This is not the time for ear-tickling gospel preaching. This is not the time for superficial messages. We need the consciousness of God. We need, are you ready for this? The fear of God. You mean it goes to kill me if I do one wrong thing? No. A holy and healthy reverence that our God is holy and all-powerful. And he is full of love, and he is full of justice, and he is full of truth, and he is full of grace, and they all work together. I've got some quotes to share with you. We come back. They will ignite something in your heart as you hear them.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, we're not doing our normal. You've got questions, we've got answers that we do on Fridays. We'll probably do that on Monday. But we're talking about the tragedy in Colorado early this morning, mass killing in a movie theater, the showing, midnight showing of the new Batman movie. And I think you hear Batman movie, those who haven't seen the movies, I haven't. I think we need to recognize it's just a lot more of the dark side in these movies, as I understand it, and perhaps even a mentality that's more conducive to someone carrying out violent acts. It's still, no matter how you look at it, it's horrific tragedy, period, end of subject. And people just go on thinking they're going to a movie, and that's the last thing of their lives. But I want to get into every one of your hands two resources I have. This is not hype, okay? I'm being as serious as I know how. Two resources I'm holding in my hands. The Jesus Manifesto, which we recently printed and sent out a few thousand, our most recent printing. It's in the form of a long envelope, 16-page, right to the heart, will stir you, will move you, will awaken you to the needs that we have, and will get you saying, Lord, here I am. Send me. Use me. That and my book, Revolution, the Call of Holy War, which is 330 pages, the day it came out, it's September of 2000, the year 2000, we gave away over 70,000 copies, literally, to young people gathered at a mass believers rally in Washington, D.C. These two resources will really ignite something in your heart, and you'll say, I want to be on the front lines. God, I want to count. I want my life to make a difference. So how can we get them out to all of you? Really simple. Whatever you can afford, call this number, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Your gift of any size, because I know some of you, money's very tight, we'll send it out joyfully. We'll pay the post. You say, yeah, but it's not much. Don't worry about it, because there are others who will call. They have extra, and they'll give extra. It'll make up for you. Trust me. This is how it's going to work. So those who have, they can bless those who don't have, and we can bless all of you. Call this number right now, 1-800-278-9978. Again, your gift of any size will send you Revolution of the Call of Holy War and the Jesus Manifesto, Call to Revolution, 1-800-278-9978. Listen to what Eberhard Arnold said. Christian leader in Germany in the early Nazi era, pre-Nazi era, and then early Nazi era before he died. 1919. The attack by socialism and communism on the status quo is a call to our consciences. This is right at the beginning of my revolution book. Those of us who consider ourselves Christians, this call warns us more strongly than any sermon that our task is to live in protest against everything that opposes God in this world. So poorly have we Christians failed so poorly have we Christians filled this role that the question must be asked, are we Christians at all? Look, I know there are a lot of sheep listening. There are also a lot of shepherds listening. And I want to challenge every shepherd. I'm talking about pastors. I'm talking about leaders. I'm talking about Bible teachers to tell the truth, to tell the whole message. You know, there's something that Calvary Chapel pastors do. It's a custom that Chuck Smith started, as I understand it, which is they teach through the whole Bible, whether it's on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a midweek service, whatever it is, they teach through the whole Bible, which obviously forces them as leaders to be studying the Word more. But it means, be it over the period of a year or a period of 3 or 4 years, that the congregation is getting exposed to all of Scripture. There are plenty of doctrines out there today, these put a Band-Aid on a heart attack victim messages and theologies, these peace when there is no peace messages, these polluted grace messages that tell you part of the story but not the whole story. I'll share some stuff with Nancy, and she'll say, what do they do with the Bible? And in other words, there are so many verses that speak against these things. Can you really read the words of Jesus in the New Testament and just come away with like, oh, that's my Jesus. He's so nice. You read his words. They shake you. They shake me. All I know is love. He died for me. He died for us. Well, we were yet sinners. Messiah died for us. We know that. But do we need to be coddled every day? He loves you. It's going to be okay. Maybe if you're going through the crisis of your life, you've never known God's goodness and love, you need to be coddled a little. But friends, we're supposed to be soldiers. Not soldiers who take up physical arms and go and hurt people. I don't mean you can't be a Christian and a soldier. I mean, we're not advancing the gospel through force and arms. And God forbid. Of course, we understand that. But Paul writes to Timothy, isn't this for us too? 2 Timothy 2, endure hardship as a good soldier of Messiah Jesus. Didn't Jesus say whoever puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God? It's time for awakening to start with us. Look, just another example of what's in the news. And let me say this plainly. I'm not blaming the massacre in Colorado on homosexual activists. I'm not making any connection whatsoever. Is that clear? Is that clear? Good. Dan Cathy, who's the president of Chick-fil-A, said this week that his privately owned company is, quote, guilty as charged in support of what he called the biblical definition of the family unit. Chick-fil-A released its own statement saying that it has a history of applying biblically based principles to its business, such as keeping its doors closed on Sundays. Quote, the Chick-fil-A culture and service tradition in our restaurants is to treat every person with honor, dignity, and respect, regardless of their belief, race, creed, sexual orientation, or gender. Going forward, our intent is to leave the policy debate over same-sex marriage to the government and political arena. But they said we are a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that. And Dan Cathy also said this, we're very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. He said, I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. And I pray God's mercy on our generation that is such a prideful, arrogant attitude to think we have the audacity to define what marriage is about. They are getting attacked left and right. I mean, malicious, ugly attacks on them, major newspapers, news outlets, media outlets attack. How dare you say marriage is the union of a man and a woman and support? How dare you? Oh, hang on. Starbucks comes out aggressively and says we support same-sex so-called marriage. Microsoft comes out and aggressively says it because they're in Washington State. Other major companies, be it Apple or you name it across the country, be it Bank of America, one major company after another, loudly, clearly say, we stand for the redefinition of marriage. Everybody clap your hands for them. Isn't that wonderful? Tolerance and diversity. Chick-fil-A says, yeah, we're guilty as charged. We don't want to see marriage redefined. We believe marriage the way God defined. Bigots! That's where America's at, friends. No, I am not connecting that to the movie theater massacre. I'm saying it's just another reminder of how messed up America is. Why? Because the church is messed up. Friends, it's really simple. Let's not worry about your neighbor, all right? Let's not worry about the person that attends your congregation, lives down the block from you. Let's not worry about them. You and me, just this, you and me, let's look in the mirror. Are we living in compromise? Are we part of the problem or are we part of the solution? Don't you lay that religious trip on me. All right, I will quote the words of Paul. Examine yourselves to see if you're in the faith. How's that? How's that? Is that better? How about 2 Peter, first chapter? Be diligent to make your calling and election sure. How? By pursuing godliness, by pursuing holiness, by pursuing the fear of the Lord. Here, let me read what 2 Peter exhorts us to do. Talking about the precious promises we have. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. Yeah, man, I like that. I'm going to get the word working for me, man. Get that new car I want. Get that new house I want. God bless you with a new car and new house. That's completely immaterial and absolutely not what Peter's talking about. He has granted to us his very precious and great promises so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. And make every effort. Peter, you're a legalist. Peter, you're throwing a religious trip on us. I'm just reading the Bible to your friends. These are life-giving words to me, man. I'm digesting every one of them. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. Virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus the Messiah. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. Let the awakening begin with you and with me. Let's go after God afresh.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, we have suspended our normal You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers that we do on Fridays, and we've had a special broadcast just focused on the state of America, the state of the nation. We think about the horror, the massacre that took place in Colorado early this morning in a movie theater. Now, that's not the proof to me that America's messed up, and there have been better times in our nation's history where we've had terribly violent acts as well. It's a reminder to me of how messed up things are, and it's a reminder to me of how inundated we are with the glorification of violence and immorality in our society, and we see it lived out every day. What's the problem? Yeah, darkness is dark, but the biggest problem is the absence of light. It's not so much the presence of darkness, it's the absence of light. Jesus said in Matthew 6, in a different context, if the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? How great is the darkness in our midst here in America? Talking about the church, talking about the people of God. If we can look in the mirror, we can say, God, start the work in me. And don't get hung up about legalism. Just say, God, I want to go after you. Don't get hung up about, well, he paid for it. What am I paying? You're not paying for anything. You're working with him. You're working with him. I'm going to pursue you, heart, soul, mind, strength. I'm going to put aside junk, trash, distraction, anything that pollutes. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to go after you, and I'm going to be a blessing to those around me. What would America look like? 866-34-TRUTH. Let me grab a phone call. Rachel in Rockville, Maryland. Thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Hi. Yes, I'm calling because I wanted to say that, yes, when I heard the news, I found it horrifying, and I thought it was really terrible, you know, to know that there's maniacs out there that do that kind of thing. But I just wanted to say that I do appreciate the call that you've made to Christians for us to kind of shine our light, because honestly, I don't hear ministers do that very much on the radio, to kind of call Christians to, you know, show God to the world. And that really touched me. It really made me look at my life saying, well, maybe I could be doing more in my everyday life to reach someone else. And I do appreciate that. It really encouraged me to kind of take a look at my life and see what I can do to change.
Rachel, I appreciate you sharing that, but that leads me to a question. I don't want you to name names or anything like that, but what are you hearing from Christian voices these days if it's not
honestly
a call to be God's people and go and touch the world?
Honestly, when I listen to a Christian minister, they'll preach a lot of times about just how to be, what can I say, financial stability.
How to be blessed.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's not like a black and white call to say, go out there and tell, you know, there's a lot of evil out there. Let's go and, you know, shine the light. Let's be a light in business, in home, in school. Let's get away from the evil things that Hollywood presents us, and let's go after God. I mean, honestly, I hear that in my church, but when I go in the public sector and I hear ministers preach, a lot of times it's very wishy-washy, very, I don't know how to explain. It's
lightweight.
Yes, exactly.
It's often compromised. It's often
yes.
pulling punches rather than giving the whole message. And I, look,
yeah.
I can't, Rachel, I've got issues. I need to grow in grace and become more like Jesus. I'm not setting myself up as the perfect anything. I recognize the needs are great. So I'm saying, let's look in the mirror and let's say, yeah. God, start a fresh work in me. I mean, I don't understand, honestly. I'm not trying to sound self-righteousness, nor are you in what you're saying. I just don't understand how we could walk with the Lord and read the Word and live in this world and not have a burden and not recognize that something's wrong and something needs to change. Hey, a question for you. Do you have my book, Revolution?
No, I don't.
All right. Stay right there, Rachel, and I want to send you a copy. Andrew's going to get your contact info. My book, Revolution, the Call of Holy War, and the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution. The revolution we're talking about is overcoming evil with good. The revolution we're talking about is not revolution of hatred, anger, but one where we say, Lord, here's my life, and I'm going to give my life to touch a hurting and dying world. Tragically, this massacre in Colorado took place not that far from the Columbine Massacre of April 1999, excuse me. And Rachel Scott was one of those that was gunned down that day. She had recently, the previous year, I believe, gotten serious with the Lord. And she was named, singled out, this Rachel that used to be friends with one of the murderers. And they hated her now because she was a Christian. And this is what she wrote in her journal shortly before she was killed. I have no more personal friends at school, but you know what? I'm not going to apologize for speaking the name of Jesus. I'm not going to justify my faith to them, and I'm not going to hide the light that God has put into me. If I have to sacrifice everything, I will take it. If my friends have to become my enemies for me to be with my best friend Jesus, then that's fine with me. She's been with her best friend Jesus all these years, and if she could come back and talk to us now, she'd say, come on, go for it. Come on, go for it. How many times have we quoted to you recently the words of C.T. Studd, only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. How many times have I quoted to you the words of Leonard Ravenhill? Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for? Let the awakening begin in our own lives. You may feel a million miles away from where you need to be. Confess your sins. Ask God to forgive you. He'll wash you clean, and he'll give you a brand new start. And then one day at a time, live for God. You fall flat on your face, get up, keep going in his direction, and you'll find your life changed, and you'll find your life being poured out for others. I can't underscore how important it is to get these resources in your hands. So whatever you can afford, I want to send you my book, Revolution, the Call to Holy War, and the Jesus Manifesto, A Call to Revolution. I couldn't send them out to every one of you listening for free, even if I wanted to. Number one, we can't afford to do that. But number two, I don't have your addresses. I don't even know most of you listening. I don't have your contact info. So here's what you do. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. The book, Revolution, the Call of Holy War, 330 pages. Every page will light a fire in you. And the Jesus Manifesto, mini book, 16 pages, Call to Revolution. These will charge your life, friends, and they will open your eyes. And once you go through them, I don't believe you'll be the same after that. But I know money's tight for some. So whatever you can afford, don't hesitate. I'm really serious. Whatever you can afford, call right now, 1-800-278-9978. Thankfully, others who can afford more will be generous. We've done this here and there over the years, and God's people always come through. So nobody hesitate because of lack of funds. Whatever you can afford, call right now. Those who can be generous, they'll make up for the difference. So let's do this together. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Or go to my website, askdrbrown.org. But you need to do this today so we can log it in with today's special offer. Go to the website, askdrbrown.org. It's one word, askdrbrown.org. And just click to donate there on the homepage, and we'll automatically send these resources. Again, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line, we've seen what happens when someone yields their lives to evil. In a moment of time, they can destroy many human beings. What happens when we yield our lives to God? How many can we help and bless and transform? That's the gospel.